Yeah, tough game. Nothing less than we expected from a very big, strong, physical Clare side. We got an early breakthrough. Stephen McLaughlin scored the goal, a fabulous free kick up in the top corner from about 25 yards. And we probably had the better of the first half. Maybe got a bit nervous, maybe towards the end, and defended a little bit too deep. But in saying that, we defended very well. And, you know, really, there are no clear-cut chances to equalise. There was one long-range shot that Patrick Harkin, you know, dealt with capably. And, you know, they were always dangerous from set pieces as well, because they were a very, very big side. They had maybe six players over, well over 6 foot in the ranks. But, you know, we defended well and got over the line, as I say, which I suppose is what semi-finals are all about, Miles.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're in the final again. You know, what type of performance will you need to win this final?
Well, I think like all finals, you know, you'll have to up your performance. We'll certainly have to up our performance levels from last night. We'll be looking maybe to replicate the performance that we had in the quarterfinal in Dublin against the AUL. We didn't really get our fluid passing game going last night, and probably that was in part due to the fact the weather conditions weren't really helpful. It was very swirly wind and rain, and also the fact that, you know, Clare were closing it down very, very quickly and getting a lot of tackles in and things like that. But, you know, we'll definitely have to up their performance for the final if we're going to win it.
And did the fact that you scored that goal reasonably early, maybe, as you say, the fact that you went back into your shell a little bit, so that maybe prevented you playing the nice fluid football that you're used to?
I think we just got a wee bit overcautious, and players are taking, you know, maybe a wee bit longer on the ball than they should have been taking. Instead of playing on instinct and getting the ball out of their feet and moving it quickly, they're sort of taking that extra couple of seconds to try and make sure of the passes, and, you know, they're getting closed down very quickly by the Clare side. And I suppose, again, the longer the game goes on, you tend to get into a mindset of trying to hold on to what you have instead of maybe, you know, opening out and trying to go for the killer second goal. I think that's really what happened us last night.
And did the fact that you're playing at home affect you? You know, it puts pressure on because you are at home to put on a performance and you know, you get edgy maybe at that stage.
I think that there's a small element of that in it, but that said, like, I mean, you know, these boys are, they're all experienced. Most of them have been in the squad for 2 or 3 years. You know, we were beating the final 2 years ago. We've played plenty of big, high-profile games in McGinn Park, so it shouldn't hold any fear to them in that respect.
And in relation to the final, you don't know your opponents as yet, is that correct? Wexford playing Limerick in the other semi-final?
Yeah, Wexford playing Limerick just kicking off now at 2 o'clock then in Ferncarrick Park today. But the bonus for us, Miles, is that the Junior Council decided last week that to finish 0-1, that we'd be given a home venue for the final, so we're absolutely delighted to say that the final is going to be in McGinn Park.
And is that coming up fairly soon?
Well, again, it'll be decided during the week on a date. There's a possible date muted already, but it's not agreed upon, so it'll depend on the outcome of today's game and an agreement with the winners of the other semi-final.
And do you know much about Wexford or Limerick leagues?
Wexford, we played 2 years ago in the semi-final, and we beat them in McGinn Park 2-0. Very good side. Would know very, very little about Limerick, except that Limerick is, you know, a hotbed of soccer. A lot of their clubs regularly do well in the FAI Junior Cup, getting to the last 8, last 16. You know, so look, whoever comes through, Miles, is going to be a tough, tough game, and we'll have to be on give a tough performance to win it.
And what will you do with your players in the meantime?
Yeah, we get together now a couple of times a week now for the next 3 weeks and just work on the basic things. We were in on Friday night, and quite a few things that we worked on in relation to free kicks and corner kicks come off very well for us. So it's just a matter of refreshing that and trying something different on the day, and hopefully it'll be enough for us.
Wouldn't it be great to win that Oscar Traynor Trophy?
Oh, absolutely. Anyone have never won the Oscar Traynor Trophy, mate. So again, a second chance in 3 years, you know, for the players to make their own wee bit of history for the league. And again, you know, it shows the good standards in the league and the quality of players that we have here.
Yeah, and I suppose some of them move on to higher leagues, but at the same time, you still have the nucleus of a very strong team there.
Yeah, there's plenty, in my opinion, there's plenty of players in that squad that could play at a higher level, but, you know, that's not my decision to make. But they've proved it time and again over the last 2 or 3 seasons that they're as good as any league in the country, and hopefully we can take that further step now when we get to the final.
And I suppose a big crowd would be a big advantage as well at McGinn Park.
Yeah, it was a good crowd there last night, given that it was a very, very bad night. There was a very good crowd there last night, and we're hopeful that for the final we'll get an even bigger crowd.
Well, we wish you the best of luck then. I'm sure we'll be speaking to you before that, but congratulations last night.
Just one other thing, Mays, before I go. Like, we had another semi-final here this morning, the under-15 interleague competition, and it's a one we're hosting the Cork Schoolboys League, and recorded a fabulous 4-1 victory in the semi-final. So the under-15s are through to the All-Ireland under-15 final as well, so well done to them.
Well done to them, is right. Dermot, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Okay, Mays, thank you.